So you have that big check. Did you buy yourself anything special when you first came back to the United States?
Well, I had to have a car. And I had a brother-in-law who had bought the, he married to my middle sister, and he had bought the Chevrolet Cadillac dealership in Warrensburg, Missouri. His name was Ted Linger. So I called Ted and said, "Ted, I need a car." And he said, "What do you want?" I said, "I want a Cadillac." And he said, "Okay." He said, "I just happen to have the most beautiful Cadillac I've ever seen." He said, "It's blue, it's a coupe de ville, and it's got white leather all through it." And I said, he said, "It sells for $6,500. And I thought, "Oh my God." And I said, "What will you sell it to me for?" And he said, "I'll give it to you for $6,000. And it's been my demonstrator. You got 26 miles on it or something." I said, "Okay, I'll come get it." So I picked it up a few months later, and boy, it was a beautiful car. And that's the only thing I spent the money on.
And what was the year of that car?
63.
Okay.
63 Cadillac Coupe de Ville.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't you wish you had that car today?
Oh, I wish I had it back.
Yeah. 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 But didn't you meet a guy by the name of Pat Murphy along the way here?
Pat's been my partner, John, for over 60 years. The greatest guy you can ever know, and the greatest partner you could have. Pat came, I had a big job sold in Trinidad, and I needed help on it. So I called Dallas. They said, "We're going to send you a guy named Pat Murphy." And I said, "Okay." And they said, "He went to Oklahoma A&M like you did, and he's a geologist, hard worker." And I said, "Good." And Pat came down, worked for me for about 6 or 7 weeks, came back to the States, and I lost track of it. And then I sold another big job to Standard of California, and I called Dallas again. They said, "You know what happened to Murphy?" And I said, "No." And they said, "Well, we were going to send him offshore Louisiana." And he said, "I've been there before. I quit." And so we understand he's in Wichita making donuts. And I said, "Well, can you get me a number for him?" And they said, "We'll try." And they got a number, and I called him. And I said, "Pat, what are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm not making donuts. I'm in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, making pizza." And I said, what's the deal?" And he said, "Well, it's a company called Pizza Hut, and I'm the third franchisee." And he said, "I'm starving to death." And I said, "Well, Pat, would you come and work a job with me?" And I said, "I'll buy your ticket, and I'll split half the profit with you." And he said, "Well, in case there's no profit." And I said, "There's no money." He said, "Oh, that's a good deal." He said, "I'll be there." So I bought him a plane ticket. He came. As luck would have it, they got stuck on the well, and so we worked a couple other jobs. They finally got drilling again. And it ended up the biggest core job ever done in Trinidad. And we split, I think it was close to $10,000 each. And Pat was rich. And he went back to Bartlesville. And about 6 months later, and he called me, and he said, "There's a guy that put in a Pizza Hut in Stillwater, Oklahoma, named Kendall Grindstaff, and he wants to sell because he's a big realtor." And I said, "Well, is it making any money?" "Well, it'll make a lot of money." And I said, "What does he want for it?" And he said, "He wants $4,000. He said, "Send me $2,000, and we'll be partners." And I said, "Okay, Pat." And so that's how I owned half of a Pizza Hut before I ever saw it.
And that's how you got into that business.
And Pat's really been the best friend and best partner a guy could have. We didn't agree on everything, but when we did disagree, we always worked it out and founded a lot of companies together. Yeah. Oh.